Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight, we had Scott Stevens, meteorologist, formerly with KPVI, News 6, Pocatello, Idaho, on to talk about weather modification and the evidence that our own government was behind it now. He's now turning towards that evidence, and so I'm more on the same page with him now. And we're also going to be taking some of your calls. The head of the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership will be joining us here in a few minutes to give us a report on where the Second Amendment is right now. And believe me, it ain't pretty. But there's also some good news. Right now, though, let's go to your calls. Sikander in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, Sikander.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
And you bet.
Thanks for the info. I read in 97, Secretary of Defense Cohen he stated that electromagnetic weapons are being used to manipulate the environment. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
Yes, sir. It's a real quote.
Right. And I also read something about the Merovingian signature of the hurricanes, like the names of the hurricane. There's any, like, satanic bloodline or something like that.
Well, you got to watch out with stuff like that. But
right.
I mean, you know, look, all I know is weather modification is real. Scott Stevens, who's a degreed meteorologist, says that things aren't behaving the way they should, and it looks like it's controlled. A lot of other meteorologists are saying things just aren't right.
Right.
So that we can prove, but as for the names they pick, I mean, I don't know.
All right, so there's nothing with the names that they have?
Again, I don't know.
Right, okay. Thanks a lot, Al.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Russell in Florida. Go ahead, Russell.
Alex, great show today. Thanks for doing everything you're doing. And
no, you don't have to thank me. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate having Scott Stevens on, and maybe you could have him and Richard C. Hoagland on next time, since they're both at the forefront of this.
Yeah, I heard Hoagland wants to talk to me, but then he hadn't called me or I missed the call. I want to get Hoagland on, but go ahead.
It'd be great. Alex, this is more toward your next guest and more toward the news we're getting. Alex, isn't it interesting that the same traitors in power calling for military intervention in emergencies and disaster relief and an end to Posse Comitatus are the same people that said that the military's not set up to protect our borders and deal with border security? Isn't that interesting?
You know, that's a good point. They're the very same people that say don't put the troops on the border where they could be under the Constitution, but let's put them in the train stations and shopping malls pointing machine guns at you and taking you to jail.
Yep. Very interesting. I just want to bring that point up.
Well, they're the same crowd that likes to seize innocent countries and steal their resources based on lies. I mean, these guys are tyrants.
Yeah, America's
the big prize, folks. They're occupying Iraq. Bush is now trying to occupy the U.S.
Well, you said it yourself. America's target number one. They take this country down, and they've got their new world order. So
America is target number one, my friend.
Yes.
You said it. We are the prize.
That's right. God bless you, Alex. Thanks for all you do.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, welcome.
Hello, T-Rex of Talk.
Oh, I don't know about that. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? We've got to hang on, and we've got to fight this, and we have to come out of our apathy. And today's a good example of one of your great programs to have all of these people on. And I was going to talk something about what Reverend Pike is going to do. I want to urge your listeners this time, don't sit and be lulled and hypnotized and thinking I'm too tired. Someone else can make the call, because you've got to call. You've got to call that Senate Judiciary when you get the information from Reverend Pike. Apparently, they changed the phone number, too, to make it harder. We don't have the toll-free number, but I called this morning. I would get first one senator, and at the end of talking to that office, then I would ask to be connected to another office.
And again, they have a thought crime bill, a mind control bill, to give us the same laws they have in Canada and Germany, where basically any free speech the government doesn't like is banned. We'll be right back, and Ted Pike will be joining us for an update later in the broadcast. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Zellman coming up.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 24 seconds into the second hour, second segment of the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them all out today. 2 weeks ago, Bush said that the number one person he's looking at to fill Sandra Day O'Connor's shoes, her place on the Supreme Court, is Alberto. Bush is above the law. I love torture. I strongly believe in gun control. Gonzalez. And conservatives are just flabbergasted. But what do you expect from George Bush? He's a puppet for the same people that own Bill Clinton, like so many nickels in their pocket. So we'll talk about that with Aaron Zellman. Also, a legislative alert or update they put out. This alert was about BATF running around, framing people, gun grabbing. That ties into New Orleans and the gun grabbing all over that state. Now they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. I mean, it's all coming down on us. So he'll be joining us here in about a minute or two. Right now, Reverend Ted Pike has been at the forefront of leading the charge against thought crime bills, which will ban anti-war protests. It'll ban people that are at pro-gun demonstrations, Christians praying on the street corner. They tried to put them in jail for 47 years. Basically, anything and everything. I mean, this stuff is happening. And don't think it can't happen here. I mean, the Supreme Court saying you don't own private property. If some private fat cat wants it, that's fascism. They're saying national ID cards, forced drugging, psychological testing. All this craziness is now happening. I mean, this isn't a slow slide like Rome. This is a Nazi Germany-type fast slide, folks. And we're going to fight it. This is 1776 all over again. Pastor Pike, real fast, because we got Aaron Zellman holding, this thing is set to pass the Senate and go to the president's desk right now. Please tell us about the mind control thought crimes bill.
Yes, 2 weeks ago, the ADL's hate bill passed the House of Representatives. It's been in the Senate Judiciary Committee now for 2 weeks. It's had two full readings in the Judiciary Committee. And with Arlen Specter as the chairman of the committee, a longtime proponent of hate crimes legislation, literally any minute now, that could pass the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, I would like people today to call the members, especially the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that dependable number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. If the language remains the same between the Senate version and the House version, this bill will not go to conference. It will immediately be ratified by the General Senate, who voted for it last spring, and go to the president's desk. So this is really a national emergency today that we get those calls in. And at my website, truthtellers.org, that's truthtellers.org, I have a complete list. It's only nine names of the members, the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, plus an excellent letter you can email to them there. I just urge everybody right now to come to the website if there's not time.
Okay, 202-225-3121, and this will go to the president. He will sign it, and they could start prosecuting radio talk show hosts if you say you don't like homosexuality or... and again, I think it's distasteful, but if you say you don't like Jews, you're off the air. Well, who's next? You see, it's everybody. There'll be no free speech. Listen, Pastor Pike, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Take care. And that's 202-225-3121. The other number's jammed up right now, and it's just despicable. And, folks, if we don't believe in everybody's free speech, then there won't be any free speech. I mean, it's really that simple, and they're not playing games. You think you're protected, it can't happen here. That's hokum. I mean, that's not true. All right, joining us is Aaron Zellman, the head honcho over at JPFO.org, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, one of the best no-compromise Second Amendment lobbies and groups out there. And we also, by the way, carry Aaron Zellman's incredible video, Innocence Betrayed, on DVD and VHS, and it comes with three free Grandpa Jack comic books that wake up adults and children. I hope you'll get a copy of that. We ever promote that like we should. But, Aaron, thank you for coming on, sir.
My pleasure. It's always a delight to chat with you.
You bet. Thanks for holding while Reverend Pike told us about the mind control bills that are going on.
That is frightening. If anybody can't hear the jackboots, then they're fast asleep or dead.
Well, they're stomping towards us. I mean, we actually see jackboots all over Louisiana confiscating guns from middle-class areas after the looters have been kicked out.
Well, this is, as I told someone who came here from Germany who's been hassled by the government, I said, well, welcome to America. And they understood right away that America is going right down the same path as any other dictatorship. The reason we wanted to talk today, Alex, is that there's something going on that ties right in with this hate crime bill, but in a somewhat different way. We sent out an alert to people, as you know, which is on the front page of our site, jpfo.org, and the headline says, will this be the end of the Republican Party? Maybe the headline should be a lot stronger, but the point is that the Republican Party is involved in a major cover-up. An absolute scandal. It could be the Titanic of the Republican Party if enough gun owners learn the truth. The Republican Party knows that there could be thousands of innocent gun owners being locked up in federal prisons, and they want to keep it quiet. They don't want the truth to come out. And the way this has happened is that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has been accusing people of semi-automatic weapons and saying these are machine guns, illegal machine guns. And they have no criteria for testing. It's just whatever the expert agent, at least that's what the agents call themselves, as experts, whatever they decide at the spur of the moment. And they are able to testify in court and put people into prison. They've been destroying people's lives, destroying their families' lives, bankrupting people. And this is now, we now have the proof. We have the evidence of how this has been happening.
Well, Aaron, let me stop you for just a moment. For those that don't know, Bush has radically expanded the funding of the BATF. He's put in a very aggressive director, and they've built that new giant, one of the biggest federal buildings in D.C. They've built a new giant mausoleum-style center of evil, and they are federalizing doctors riding home with handguns that the police say are illegal. Now that's a federal crime. They're swooping in on middle-class people. And he's going to make the attorney general's vehemently anti-gun, and also a member of a Mexican supremacist organization, MECHA, that promotes the plan of San Diego to kill all whites above the age of 16, which was also promoted by the German government in World War I and World War II. People don't know that, just side issue. He will now probably be our next Supreme Court justice. I mean, Aaron, so just that backdrop of the BATF is getting bigger and more powerful under Lord Bush.
Well, I guess the proper name for them would be now Bush's brown shirts. I think this is something people have to start looking at this situation for what it really is. We have a, and if people go to read the alert on our website, jpfo.org, they will see how fascism is being implanted in America, step by step. How the Republican Party is just up to their eyeballs in the cover up of what is going on here. So there are millions of gun owners who have their heads on the chopping block as we speak if they own a semi-automatic gun. And so that's why we're encouraging people to learn the truth, even if you don't like it. Even if you don't want to hear it, you got to know the truth.
Aaron, I've heard about this for years. I've even seen news articles on it where people do get fancy lawyers and prove the gun wasn't fully automatic, or they catch the BATF making it automatic. I mean, how do these guys sleep with themselves at night just ruining people's lives?
Well, whores do sleep with whores. Let's put it that way. That's how they sleep at night.
Specifically, what is the BATF doing?
Well, what they're doing is that they are entrapping people. They're accusing somebody of having an illegal machine gun because their semi-automatic rifle malfunctions. And we caught this on tape. We have the unedited raw footage that the public was never meant to see. And it's called BATF Fails the Test. And it shows an actual expert. That's what he called himself.
Wait, is this video on the web yet?
No, it's not on the web. We sell it. It's a DVD.
Oh, I got to see this.
Oh, wait, we've had it for about a year now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can read about it on our site.
I got to get that, but go ahead.
But at any rate, we show that the unedited footage was done as they were testing a semi-automatic rifle trying to prove it was a machine gun, and they never even disassembled the rifle to make the claim, just to investigate, to look inside to see if it had been altered. Just to make the claim that it's a machine gun. When on the tape we have a firearms expert, his name is Len Savage, who is the owner of Historic Arms, who took that gun apart on camera and showed the expert agent, the damn fraud, the government employee, the fraud, and the criminal, the government criminal, that the gun had not been altered, but it had some faulty parts. And he showed the faulty parts to the agent, and the agent admitted on the film he never did take the gun apart.
Well, for those that don't know, let's say you got a Chinese Mac 90 semi-automatic AK-47. Everybody knows that sometimes they're not well machined, and you'll pull the trigger every once in a while, and it'll shoot two bullets instead of one.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a machining. In fact, in this gun, this FN rifle, they were using brand new federal ammunition, which has soft primers, and this would happen. So it could also be the fault of the ammunition.
And so they knowingly know that, but they still put people in the pen.
Absolutely. Well, what would you expect government criminals to do?
We'll be right back.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
Sean in New Jersey disagrees with something, so he'll skip ahead of Robert and Brett and Ron and Tim. When we come back in the next segment, Aaron Zellman joining us throughout the hour. I would like to talk about the gun confiscations in New Orleans and in the surrounding area of the state. That good federal ruling with Aaron Zellman, I'd like to, you know, with the callers, to talk about the end of posse comitatus, and we will do that. But who knows what Sean's calling about. But I have a rule. If you disagree with us, you go to the front of the line. We don't screen calls. We ask what your first name is, where you're calling from. But we're continuing to talk with Aaron Zellman. Aaron, you know, it's hard for normal people to believe that somebody would try to put somebody in prison who hadn't violated the law. I mean, that's official oppression. That's bearing false witness. That is just, I mean, in the Old Testament, that's punishable by death. And I think people should be tried for treason and sedition. And I mean, trying to put a good person in prison, and they just do this all day. I just don't know how they get away with it, Aaron. But you have discovered this is going on all over the country. And the Republican Party and other gun groups and others don't want to talk about this, do they?
Well, Gunners of America has been talking about it a little because I asked them to join in with the effort. I haven't heard a peep from the other groups at all. But I'm not here to badmouth some other groups. But there is a solution to the problem.
Well, I think a big solution, though, Aaron, is that you and other good groups like Gunners of America, you do have to crack the whip with some of the other gun groups or they're going to sell out.
Going to?
Well, again, I'm trying to be, well, the NRA.
I'm trying to be diplomatic, all right.
Well, the NRA filing suit about the gun confiscation, you know, they weren't going to do that till members revolted. The first 3 days they were making excuses.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I was wondering why it took them so long to get around to doing something.
Well, that's because their members were having convulsions.
Well, I tell you, the damage has been done because now the precedent has been set. You know, the judge simply put a stay on this, and now they're going to tell them to return the guns to owners. There were no receipts given, so they're going to have a hard time returning guns to the rightful owners.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Whenever,
and then also, of course, some criminal is going to have to take it out of his personal collection he just put it in to give it back to the rightful owner.
Oh, that's another big thing. We've caught police and BATF all over the country keeping goodies, haven't we?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I was surprised that this fellow that we talk about on the tape, his name is John Glover, actually got all his guns back. I was really surprised. But let me just tell you, there is another part to this situation that's going on that ties into what you're talking about. There has been no testing manual from the technology branch of BATF giving guidance to agents on how to determine if a gun is a machine gun or not. Now when they've been asked by the Congressional Research Service to turn it over, they're refusing to do so. They have nothing to turn over. They're not saying it doesn't exist. They're simply saying we refuse to give it to you.
So they don't even play by rules or a law. It's just whatever we want.
No. Okay, now what's happening now is that there's a very powerful Republican called Jim Sensenbrenner, who's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who's covering up for BATF. And he's trying to give the FTB, the Firearms Technology Branch, time to create a manual. Fake it, whatever they have to do, come up with something. Well, I hope they do that, because now the question will be raised after they come up with this manual, which shouldn't exist until a couple days from now or a couple of weeks from now. What happened to all the thousands of gun owners who are now sitting in a federal prison rotting away, who've been framed and put there by a bunch of government criminals? All of those, and this is what Gonzalez fears, good old Mr. Supreme Court Justice Gonzalez wannabe, is that when this comes to when the light shines on this treachery and treason and criminality of the Justice Department and the BATF, there's going to be retrials. People are going to be exonerated. Those prison doors are going to open, and the lawsuits will be in the billions of dollars.
Wonderful. You know why?
But first of all, but it isn't going to happen if 60 million gun owners sit on their duffs and say, "Oh well, it couldn't happen to me. I don't care. I don't want to hear about the criminals in the Republican Party."
Rush Limbaugh says Gonzalez is conservative. I don't believe Aaron Zellman.
Well, that's fine. You know, and listen, everybody's entitled to be a fool. Yeah. But for people who care, for people who are really patriotic, they're going to visit the article on our website, jpfo.org, and they're going to learn the truth.
Well, you know, we don't just need people to get out of prison. We need these BATF people to go to prison.
Well, that's good, too. That'll work. We got to empty out the cells first to make room for them.
Well, I'm dead serious. We need to throw these shaved head tattoo thugs in the hooscow. It's time to send every one of them to prison. That's where you belong, you scum. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll go back to Aaron Zellman, our wonderful guest here in just a few minutes, and we'll go to Sean and Robert and Brett and Ron and Tim and many others that are holding. We'll be covering news and taking your calls. I believe there's a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet in the third hour, coming up here in about 26 minutes. Before we go back to Aaron Zellman, we carry the video Innocence Betrayed, and it comes with the three of the Grandpa Jack comic books that are good for adults and children about the history of gun control and the racism of gun control and how people are murdered en masse when there's gun control. Very serious video, very well produced. I mean, Discovery or History Channel quality. Get it. Show it to local groups in your area. We got to keep fighting. I mean, people have gone to sleep the last 5 years with Bush, and they're just busy slaughtering the Second Amendment right now. I mean, gun confiscations didn't happen all over Louisiana under Clinton. Happened under Bush. I mean, you know, this is happening. You need to get this film. It just covers the whole history of gun confiscation and the hundreds of millions that have been killed after that happens. Very serious video. Go to InfoWars.com. Order it via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Innocence Betrayed, peruse around, look at all the discounts we offer on the videos and books when you get multiple copies. Also, for about another month or so, you'll be able to get the original Bohemian Grove video. It's 2 hours, 5 minutes long. I've cut it down to an hour and 45 minutes. The new version will be an hour and 45 minutes long with a new 25 minutes added, updated. So this collector's edition, the original Bohemian Grove, will only be available for another month or so, so please take advantage of this now. Since 1873, the global elite has held secret meetings in the ancient Redwood Forest of Northern California. Known members of the so-called Bohemian Club include former President Nixon, Eisenhower, Reagan, and Bush. The Bush family maintains a strong involvement each year at Bohemian Grove. World leaders don red, black, and silver cloaks and conduct an occult ritual wherein they worship a giant stone owl, kind of like a Klan rally. During the ceremony, a human being is sacrificed in effigy to the owl god idol. Now, for the first time in history, an outsider has infiltrated the Bohemian Grove with a hidden camera and caught the ritual on tape. And again, that's Alex Jones, yours truly. The ritual is just one part of the terrifying exclusive video in this latest documentary, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You can scroll down and watch free clips of the film or read about it and get it. And that's only available for a little bit longer. And, of course, you'll want to get the new one when it comes out. But I'm not going to offer this director's cut anymore. So that's it. And, you know, I'm going to do something even more. I'm going to do something even more. Starting today, if you order it, I will sign the cover and date it. Everybody that orders it. Because it's kind of sad I'm not going to offer it anymore, but I've made that decision. I did that with 9/11 emergency release that I put out 2 weeks after 9/11. People wanted me to keep selling it. I said no. When Road Attorney came out 4 months later, the official one, I never offered that again. It's a good video. But this one, you know, the 20 minutes or so we cut out, you will never see it again anywhere. So I will sign all the orders we get from this day forward until the new one comes out. Oh, and by the way, speak of the devil, while we're exposing old Beelzebub, folks, I have not even plugged this, and already it's getting close to selling out. You better go online to Infowars.com. I'm going to show the new director's cut with the new 25 minutes and the 20 minutes cut out, a little over 2 hours, you know, before this thing's even on, been burned to DVD. October 9th, I'm going to show the new 25 minutes and the new cut of Bohemian Grove at the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater, downtown Austin, on Sunday the 9th, 7 o'clock. I'll give a speech beforehand. And then the next day, only two showings because I'm really too busy. They want me to do it for a whole week. I can't. The next day, the 10th, and that is going to be at the Alamo Draft House, their new beautiful theaters, on South Lamar. So get your tickets now or drop by the door and buy your tickets at the door early so it doesn't sell out. I mean, I've had these events, and, you know, we turn away 100 people, and it's. I mean, I have double showings, you know, two separate, you know, theaters full of people, you know, 250 people per theater, and we're turning people away. So get your tickets now, folks, coming up. All right, but if you want to call to get hard copies of any of the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via Infowars.com or see all the films online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Aaron Zellman. Aaron, I want to get into the gun confiscation. I want to get into Posse Comitatus and your organization against police states. But before we do that, let's take a few calls, Aaron. Let's go ahead and talk to somebody I'm told disagrees with me. I have no idea over what. Sean in New Jersey. Go ahead, Sean.
I want to confirm 100% that they do not censor calls. My name is John, not Sean. Maybe there was an error in the transmission of the analog.
Well, there always is. Your name is Billy Bob. How's that? What's on your mind, sir?
Last night on the Rents show, you called you likened the global elite as a parasitic cancer, but I think it's my understanding that it's commonly accepted medical theory that it's caused by the body's own cells that are malfunctioning in replication.
That's exactly what I said.
I thought you said it was a parasite, cancer.
Well, I mean, I'm saying this parasite, and then I said it's like a cancer. It's all figure of speech. I'm not saying that they're a physical entity that gobbles your liver.
Because technically a leech is a parasite that sucks blood, but cancer is...
Okay, so you don't really... This is all just how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
Also, are you familiar with the subject of creationism versus evolution?
Yes, I believe the theory of evolution has major holes in it, and, I mean, do you want to comment on that or what?
Yeah, there's a deliberate lie in the science textbooks. An atheist named Hickel made a diagram showing various embryonic stages of animals. He drew an animal, animals such as pigs and fishes and humans in the embryonic stage.
And tried to claim that we got web feet and all that, yeah.
Yes.
That's admitted fraud. Look, Sean, thanks for the call. Let me just comment on this for just a second, if I may. Okay, that's a figure of speech. When I say they're a cancer, and then I say they're parasites, those are analogies. Those are illustrations. Those are, I'm trying to describe what tyranny is. Okay, and I was describing them as a cancer that is killing the host. Aaron Zellman, do you have any comments on that?
I think that's a little off subject.
I know. It's just, usually...
I wish John would be a little more considerate and then stick to what we're talking about, frankly.
I have nothing else to say on it. Yeah, he said he disagreed, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Robert in Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for my call. Appreciate it. Great show. I'm Stephen's last hour and your current host is very...
I can barely hear you, Robert.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Is this a little bit better now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Just wanted to know, and I may be getting ahead of myself, but how do your host think that the government, for example, would get rid of posse comitatus? Would it be an actual law that would just outlaw it? Would it be like an executive order? How would that go
down? No, they're asking Congress to overturn the 1878 law. Thanks for the call, Robert. Good question. For those that don't understand, there's a reason there's a law against it. I mean, Caesar brought his troops over the Rubicon. Even the Romans knew that was martial law. And Bush says, quote, we had a security problem in New Orleans. Well, yeah, because they didn't bring food in for 5 days on purpose. And then after they got the thugs out of the city, they went after law-abiding people. Bush says, because we had a security problem, we need troops to have law enforcement powers. Well, troops fight an enemy. Troops kill people and break things. Aaron Zellman, can you speak to this?
Well, the military has never been known to be very good at policing. I mean, that's the purpose of militaries, is to go break things and kill people. That they are not there to police. And every time this is happening, if you take a look at the Kent State situation, here you had National Guards people there. They weren't trained to be police. And, a couple of people got killed. This is just an example of why this is real stupidity. It's very dangerous stupidity to try to convert soldiers into police officers. And, I think the truth has, we have to remind people the truth. A bunch of police officers in New Orleans left the job. They ran away.
And Aaron,
that's no excuse now to change the posse comitatus rules.
Well, even Reuters reported that it was one neighborhood association of 1,500 that fought off the thugs.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And so, but I think that, someone needs to remind the brown shirts that it was a bunch of morons who worked for the New Orleans Police Department who were cowardly and who didn't have any desire to do it, to really work for the people, to serve the people. They ran away.
Well, I would add this in their defense. Did you know FEMA was jamming communications from minute one? FEMA on purpose jammed communications, cut communications lines, and sabotaged to have a crisis so they could then call in the feds.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore considering what's going on with BATF.
Well, I said the exact same thing. I said, look at two-thirds of these cops walking off, a bunch of scum. It's like at Columbine when the SWAT team stayed outside for over 4 hours. But this time we learned FEMA was jamming, Aaron.
Well, that comes under criminal, being government criminals.
Well, it makes perfect sense, but to get more control. But this is the imperial leader, Bush, having the military to use as he wishes. And Aaron, I've been covering this for years. This has been my specialty, the police state. They had Marines trying to take our guns and put us in camps, in the mid-90s. I mean, wow, I've been to the drills. So, why do you think the government so badly wants to use troops on us?
I don't really have a definitive answer, but I think that there is something about an armed citizenry that interferes with the plans that certain people in our government have. I mean, I don't really know what all the plans are, but I think that that's pretty obvious that an armed citizenry is really in their way, that they've got to get guns away from people.
What does this tell us, Aaron? That the minute that they get a chance during a crisis, and they clean out the few dozen thugs that were causing problems, that that huge Army flatback trucks full of FBI and SWAT gear storm in and start savagely grabbing people's guns. I mean, what does that tell us? That their one desire is to get our guns, the instinct for supremacy over the people, just a frothing, deepest lust, deepest desire, bordering on sexual, to get our guns.
Well, part of their desire might simply be that they've made a mess out of our country financially. And there's enough people talking about a possible collapse in this country. And when that happens, everybody who's had their hand out expecting government to do for them is going to get pretty feisty. And they may not be able to control that. You're talking millions of people now.
Well, they'll let them rampage and come after our guns.
Well, you know, you're dealing with government. You know, I guess, Alex, the way to explain it from my perspective is it's real easy to understand government. The attitude of government is if it's not under our control, it's out of control.
No, I think that they're control freaks. I think that sums it up.
But this is what we're facing. These are people who fear that if it's not under their control, it's out of control. And as you're saying, they're control freaks. And I think that's what we're facing.
But
here,
don't they understand that by trying to control everything, they actually make it get out of control? I mean, the areas where they have gun bans have the highest crime rate, the most cops getting killed.
Yeah, well, you know, out of chaos comes order, and that's sort of their mentality.
You know, I think they're scared now, though. I look in the eyes of the FBI, the BATF. Some of them aren't bad. We know that. I look at government. I now don't see quite that haughty arrogance anymore. I think they're starting to realize that people know what they are now.
Well, fortunately for the Internet and talk shows, there's a more of an awakening in this country, and more people are beginning to smell something's very rotten.
What did you think when you saw the police chief and on TV as the federal front folks and the New York Times gleefully saying all guns, even registered guns, all guns will be confiscated? And folks, I told you it was statewide, and then that indeed was in the lawsuit. It was going on all over the state. I mean, imagine just you're high and dry, fine, 50 miles from New Orleans, and prayer to get your guns, sorry. And if you say no, they come back with a SWAT team, and there are reports they did have some shootouts. That's being kept very quiet. I mean, Aaron, what did you think as you saw these news reports? Did you start, I mean, did your blood boil?
Well, the first thought that came to my mind is only a fool has a registered gun. That's the first thought that came to my mind. All the people who've bought these guns on the yellow form, the 4473, all these folks who've gone down there and said, I got to get my concealed carry permit, you've all been duped. You've all been duped.
Well, I've had gun shop owners get mad at me when I talk about this because they say, Alex, it's not really a registration. And don't say that. It scares people off.
You know, that's that gun shop owner is either naive or not being honest, because BATF can walk in there and make copies of every 4473. That is registration. When those gun shop owners go out of business, they turn their records over to BATF.
Well, it also
who's computerizing them. So for a gun store owner,
you're right. They actually got caught under Reno, and Bush still does it. Where every time you call, shotgun, rifle, or handgun, they're already registering.
Sure.
When you call, they're keeping that in the database.
Absolutely. And even if they weren't, there's other ways to do it. They can still come back and get the 4473s. So, and you know, and they have an annual inspection. So they're for a gun shop owner to say they're not registering guns, again, a person is either very naive or not being honest.
And instead they wait while the BATF picks them off and said, if we all got angry and aggressive and demanded repeal of laws, we could get it. We got the power.
Well, again, you know, as you've said, a lot of people have gone to sleep for the last 5 years thinking everything is just peachy keen.
Meanwhile, the BATF has been nearly doubled, and they're running around literally like bulldogs frothing.
Well, we certainly have shown the evidence of that in the film we have about BATF fails the test. We're showing the criminality of the agency.
Well, remember in Arizona, the guy had a hidden video camera in his pawn shop, and he basically caught them on tape framing him. I mean, they just, how do you send innocent people to prison and feel good? I mean, they really are wicked criminals.
Well, it's part of an agenda. In other words, you know, as we talked about, you want people working for the government who follow orders, don't ask questions. And you want people in the government who have the mindset that armed citizenry is really bad for them. It's bad for the society that they want to create.
But how is putting a family man with no criminal record, a veteran, in prison for 5 years? I mean, how is that good? How in the world do those guys do that? I can't. I mean, that is pure evil, Aaron.
They do it to make examples, to scare other people. And that's the purpose of it, to intimidate Americans. And Americans, for some reason, American gun owners, especially those who say, you'll take my cold, dead fingers, just don't seem to get it.
Are we the home of the cowards and of the fearful and of the weak?
Well, we're certainly moving that direction very quickly.
The home of the domesticated. Not the land of the free, home of the brave, the land of the slaves, the home of the cowards. The home of the groveling bootlickers. Oh, please don't hurt me. Take my rights away. I love you, government. Please no, don't do it, no.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just 20 years ago, anyone in government was called a public servant. Or our representatives. Now they've made a big point of calling themselves the authorities. The officials are leaders. And they call us civilians. That's the nature of martial law. No due process, secret arrest, military on the streets. And now we're going to live under martial law. You need to call Congress when you're calling about the mind control bill. The thought control bill, the thought crime bill, and tell them, no, we don't want troops on the streets. You want to put them anywhere, put them on the border. But notice, no troops on the border. We'll just have them in your daily life. This is a total system of control because they know bad things are coming. They're going to do to us, and you're going to struggle. They're preemptively heading you off. They're dominating you. They're feeding on you. The norm in history is governments go rogue. They go criminal. The founding fathers told us this. Is this not the case, Aaron Zellman?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a good example that people need to learn from history. History doesn't repeat itself, but human stupidity does. And, you know, the even if you did a short-term version of history, you know, the Weimar Republic in 1928 put a bunch of gun control laws on the books to make the society a safer place. Well, they were a right-of-center government, and they were replaced by a left-of-center government, which is what we're looking at here in this country in the near future. And the Nazis came to power, and they decided to use those gun control laws for their own purposes. Everybody knows the history. So, yeah, governments do go bad. And I mean, this isn't the first time governments have gone bad in America. And I think the Civil War is a good example of governments going bad.
Well, Hillary Clinton says she wants to regulate the net and free speech and wants guns controlled, banned, and they're really positioning her, but it really won't matter. I mean, it's the same thing no matter who's in office.
Well, there you go. In other words, this is the problem. Most people want to believe that our friends are going to take care of us. Well, our friends are really not our friends. You know, I think the solution to the problem, quite frankly, is that we have to get millions of Americans to think in terms of a Bill of Rights culture.
No, I agree. Instead of left or right, it's instead of all the labels and the smokescreen,
exactly.
Cut right through to, does this give me more freedom or less?
Exactly. And we need a Bill of Rights culture, which is, by the way, just one of the reasons we have this new video coming out called Bill of Rights or Bust. And I'll tell you more about that as I'm able to give you a copy.
Yeah, come back on in 2 or 3 weeks when it comes out. And you said you're going to let folks hear that on Access TV.
It's absolutely. Okay. This one we want on television. It's made for television. And we're going to have something that will help bring the Bill of Rights alive in America. But people are going to have to get a copy and go play it. Show it to people.
And, you know, that means for leftists listening, you know, you're going to have to stop wanting our guns, just like conservatives shouldn't want to restrict your free speech. You know, either
precisely.
You got the...
See, but that's exactly a Bill of Rights culture. It's all of the Bill of Rights for all citizens. And that's the only way... The only way we're going to be able to save freedom in America is to go back, or as I put it, to bring America back to America. We have to go back to the original blueprint, a Bill of Rights culture. And that's the way to solve all these problems.
Well,
in fact, if America was a Bill of Rights culture society, there would be an enormous amount of wealth in people's pockets.
Well, that's why we generate 90%
of the government would be gone, because it violates the Bill of Rights.
But instead, the government is metastasizing.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is a spreading cancer. And it's going to devour everyone in its way because people are not, they're not thinking in terms of a Bill of Rights culture.
All right, Aaron Zellman, I want to really thank you for spending the last 50 minutes with us, my friend, and I look
forward.
You bet. I look forward to having you back on in the future. Do you think this gun confiscation woke folks up?
No, not really. You got to remember, football's on television now.
That's right.
They're still delivering pizzas.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.